Hello and welcome to another edition of Chesapeake Hockey Week Interviews. I am your host, Scotty Waz. How are you guys doing? I know, twice in one day. Who lucky people you are. But we do have some breaking news as we are here to talk to the newest captain of the Maryland Black Bears defenseman and Logan Kanz. He was named captain on Monday afternoon, and it is finally brought out to the public now, as you see via press release from the Maryland Black Bears and this fine podcast as well. Big ups to Colin McCarthy for giving me the time to speak with our newest captain in Logan Kanz, and we'll talk to Logan about his getting this honor, getting captaincy for the Black Bears, what it means to him, his time growing up in Chicago, the style of play that we could think of in the Midwest. Coming to Maryland, being a new kid in town, the coaching staff, what they have been able to help him with and what he's been able to give to the coaching staff as well, which gave him this captaincy honor, the first year, second year division, all the stuff we talk about usually. We're going to talk about with your newest Black Bears captain. But before we get to all that, obviously I have to pimp out the Seats for Soldiers program. Folks, if you didn't hear on the podcast, I'm going to tell you right now, you can go ahead to MarylandBlackBears.com. There's going to be a little pop-up there, and they can take you for the Seats for Soldiers program. You can donate tickets to the Military Appreciation Night game on December 7th. You can go there to MarylandBlackBears.com. Donate tickets, $25 a piece. If you buy two or more tickets, you will get a commemorative Maryland Black Bears and USO commemorative coin, not USCHO. That's the College Hockey News website. The USO is for service men and women, and the activities portion of that, I believe, Bob Hope hosted. I know that much. You can go there, MarylandBlackBears.com, Seats for Soldiers program. Donate some tickets to them. It's for a great cause. It'll help pack the house as well for that Military Appreciation Night, which is one of the biggest nights in Maryland Black Bears the season. So it's an awesome time there. You guys can join that. Also, we're giving tickets away for the Maryland Black Bears Military Appreciation Night on December 7th. Just tell me, what player scored the first goal on Military Appreciation Night in February against the Johnstown Tomahawks of 2019? And you'll be in the running for one of two pairs of tickets to that that event, Military Appreciation Night, December 7th. All the fun stuff there. But now that the shilling is over, we can get to the real deal. We talk now with Logan Kanz, the first second-time appearance here on the Chesapeake Hockey Week. So we're thankful for that. We're also going to talk to him about getting the captaincy, his career, all that fun stuff I mentioned before. So here is me throwing it to me in an interview done prior today. We are now joined by the newest capitan of the Maryland Black Bears defenseman, Logan Kanz. Logan, how are you doing today, and congratulations to you.
Thank you very much. I'm doing well.
Good. Hey, man, I have to say, this is shouldn't come as a shock. One of the second-year players, one of the core defensemen right there. I guess, when did you get the news, and how do you feel about all this?
Yeah, I got the news yesterday in the locker room after practice. It was a great honor. I'm glad that I can lead the boys and hopefully get us back on track here with a couple wins this weekend against New Jersey.
Yeah, I mean, obviously a tough weekend in Johnstown overall. The agony of defeat, the joy of victory, all that fun stuff. But you talked about, you know, getting hearing in the locker room, and I guess for you, what's the biggest thing about gaining the respect of your peers and to have an honor like this bestowed upon you?
Right. I think I just need to keep doing what I'm doing. Obviously, it's gotten me to this point. So, I don't think anything really changes for me. I just keep relaying the message from our coaching staff. And I'm just an extension of them, really. I just relay the message to the guys, and hopefully it works.
Do you think that being with this team and being around Coach Millimuck and Coach Gotkin is a big thing that led to this choice right now that to make you captain?
Yeah, I think I've earned some respect from the guys, just being one of the older guys on the team, showing some younger guys the way early on. Clint and Brandon have done a great job showing me the way. Last year, I was new to the area and new to the team, obviously, with the first-year team there. So, they did a great job showing me the ropes and teaching me new things on how to be responsible and be a better leader.
Logan Cottons, the third captain of the Maryland Black Bears, joins us right now. And we'll talk about you're new to the area because you're a Chicago boy. You played Chicago throughout there with Team Illinois, with the Mission U18 team. What was it like, especially in this time where the Chicago Blackhawks kind of dynasty was towards the last Stanley Cup there? How was it growing up in Chicago and playing hockey there? It must have been as cutthroat as it can possibly be.
Yeah, it was a great experience growing up in Chicago. There's so many teams that way, and you get to play the Michigan teams all the time. And, I played for Team Illinois, the Mission. I played a couple of years at the Chicago Young Americans. So just getting all over, getting the exposure from the Midwest. I mean, I think hockey in Chicago and Illinois is expanding. So it's been great coming from Chicago.
Is there a different style from what you've seen? I'm sure, obviously, with a national league, it's hard to tell. But if you peek down, what the Midwest style is compared to, I guess, an East Coast style?
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with the East Coast, really. And obviously, it's different in the NHL than it is youth hockey. But I think we get a lot of skill in the Midwest. I think the coaching staffs in the Midwest, when you're younger, they bring in experienced guys that maybe have been in the NHL before or have a great reputation. I think the skill a lot of Michigan, Chicago, those areas, a lot of skill comes from that area.
Logan Cottons of the Maryland Black Bears joins us. He's just coming off hearing he is the new captain of the Black Bears. And I guess coming, and we talked a little at the Frisco Tap House event about you coming to the area and how welcoming the area has been to you and all of that, I guess. And you mentioned just adjusting from what the coaching staff gave to you. How was that transition from you going from a place that you've kind of pretty much been in Illinois and the Chicago area your whole life? You went to Wisconsin with Cooley Region for a bit there a couple years back. But how was it coming to the East Coast, a little bit further away from your comfort zone in Illinois?
Yeah, it was a little bit of a transition at first, but my billet parents for the past 2 years, Lisa and Ken Henkel, they've done a tremendous job just welcoming me into the area and making me feel at home. I consider this my second home now. I'll visit back here in the summer once I'm done here. It just feels like home living here. No complaints.
I will tell you, real estate is very pricey, so maybe just rent here. I'm just saying, don't try to buy here. It's a little here. I'm in North Dakota. Things are cheap up here. Logan Cottons joins us from the Maryland Black Bears. Now, we mentioned a tough weekend in Johnstown. A lot of emotion involved, obviously, especially on Saturday, given what happened between Cameron Recchi and Chris Trouba. For a team like that to have a highs and lows in such a short period of time, how are you guys able to, I guess, quell your emotions and kind of move past this last weekend and move onward against New Jersey at home?
Yeah, I think there were a lot of strong moments in our game this weekend. Second-place team, Johnstown Tomahawks, we handled them pretty well, I thought. I think there were times where we dominated the game, and that's just something we have to build on as a team. Complete the 60 or 65 minutes, whatever it takes, to get the 2 points. It's not about individual stats or anything at this point. Guys are getting their points here and there, but we just got to come together as a team and I think complete the 60 minutes and get the 2 points for our team.
And I think you're right. It was a weekend. You know, I thought you guys did dominate the play. Obviously, the third period on Saturday, you guys had 4 straight goals off the hop. And I think also, and correct me if I'm wrong, you guys had a lot of heart in that game. Like, there's a lot of times, and I think maybe the team from last year, and I guess this is growth of everybody involved from a first-year team to a second-year team, it would have been, you know, some guys might have been down and out, but it seems like this team always has that heart, always finds that extra gear when their chips are down. Am I right in what I'm seeing from afar?
Yeah, exactly. I think the guys in the room believe in each other. I think we know we have enough skill to come back from 3 goals like we did on Saturday. 2 goals early on Friday, we were down 2-0 in the first, and none of us gave up. We know we have the skill to score 3-4 goals in one period. So that's just another thing we have to remind ourselves is we're good enough to compete with the top teams in this division. And no matter what the score is, we just got to keep pushing and buy into the systems, and things will work our way.
Logan Kunz of the Maryland Black Bears joins us right now on Chesapeake Hockey Week Interviews. And one of the big things, I guess, different from last year is the defense jumping up offensively as well. Yourself, Hampus Rydquist putting some points on the board, Aiden McDowell, Bryden Sinclair. Like, is this by design? Is this what the coaching staff kind of wanted you guys to do from the onset, or is this something that just developed naturally that the defense is getting more active offensively?
Yeah, our coaching staff really focuses on the defense helping out the offense. I think we've done a pretty good job. We're getting better and better each week, and we go after it each week in practice and just try to work on little things, moving our feet on the blue line, creating lanes, faking and moving our feet to create lanes for ourselves. And I think it's worked out really well lately. Our D are doing fantastic offensively, and we're just trying to sharpen up some things on defense as a team to get those 2 points every game.
What has, I guess, the difference from seeing the East Division last year and the East Division this year in terms of your opponents? What have you guys learned from all the teams involved? Is there a lot of similarities going from last year to this year? Is there a lot of changes? Is there a lot of ebbs and flows? I guess give insight to me on that, because it looks like, I mean, Johnstown last year was dominant. It seems that New Jersey is a dominant team this year, and kind of everyone else has, you know, it's a parody, as a lot of people like to use that buzzword. Is that something that you've seen too?
Yeah, definitely. We watch video all the time on these teams, and the systems, the way they play, kind of stays the same, I think, each year. So we know what we're coming up against. Johnstown's always a heavy team to play against. New Jersey's, they're the older team this year, so we know they're going to be heavy to play against. So it's just adjusting the little things week to week, team to team, and figuring out what we can do to, get those 2 points every game we can. And it's been working, I think, pretty well for us. We just got to fine-tune some things.
Yeah, I have to say it's been working pretty well. You guys currently fourth spot in the playoff position in the way-too-early-to-tell part of the season, but we are getting to the halfway point. What is something that you want to see this team grow upon? What do you want to build on this year? What are kind of goals? Aside, obviously, getting to the playoffs is checkbox number one, but I guess personally, for you, what is something that you want to see yourself do better as the year goes on?
I think just, you know, help the team stay engaged the full 60. I think, like I said, we dominate at times, and then we'll have maybe a few broken plays that don't go our way. But hopefully I can be the leader on the bench and help the guys stay engaged full 60, whether it's chip pucks out just to maintain a lead, or, you know, sharpen up in the D zone, block a shot, get the guys going, whatever it takes. I think all the guys on the bench know that it's time to buckle down, and we need to start getting 2-4 point weekends going.
Lead by example. You love to hear that out of the captain. And again, congratulations to you on this honor, Logan. I'm glad that you now have the C. You can lead this team by example and on the ice, off the ice, all that fun stuff. And I appreciate you coming back on. You're the first 2-time guest, so I'm sure we can get that trophy out to you, or a plaque or something. Johnny will write on something, a piece of paper, give to you. It'd be a great time for everybody. But thanks again for joining me, and all the best, and happy holidays, my friend. Take care.
Awesome. Thank you. You too.
And a special thanks to Logan Kunz for joining us today, and especially after the big announcement for him. And obviously he is keyed in on that. He is ready to go to lead this team. You could hear it in his voice. He seems very determined. He's very almost Captain Serious, as it were, with a little John Tave Chicago connection there. But awesome to see a new captain for the Maryland Black Bears. I'm sure there's plenty of them on that roster, but now we have someone to take the ceremonial face-offs as well. So that's pretty cool as well. I don't know. So thanks to Logan Kunz. Thanks to Colin McCarthy and the Maryland Black Bears for setting this up for me. I'm always appreciative of what they provide for this podcast and are able to provide for you guys out there too. I can be a catalyst to this, I guess. I don't know. Again, MarylandBlackBears.com, Seats for Soldiers program, $25 a pop. You can donate seats to soldiers for the Military Appreciation Night on December 7th. If you buy two or more tickets, you can go ahead and get yourselves a Maryland Black Bears USO commemorative challenge coin. Also, we are having a little giveaway. Name the first Black Bears goal scorer on Military Appreciation Night last season, February 2019, against the Johnstown Tomahawks, and you will be in the running for a pair of one of two pair of tickets for the Military Appreciation Night game. So I think that's it. I think we've done it again. That's it. That's all. For me, I'm me, Scotty Waz. Take care of yourself and someone else. This has been Chesapeake Hockey Week Interviews on the Faceoff Hockey Show Media Faction, brought to you also by Blog Talk Radio. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/FOHS Radio, and the Twitter, at Chesapeake HW Pod, for all the fun stuff there. So until we talk to you again, have a great Thanksgiving. Have a great holiday season if we don't see you again. I hope we will. And you guys take care, and we'll see you next time. Bye. Peace.